A status report from the Muscogee Nation Tribe, a new electric substation is set to be built in Norman, and details on some upcoming celebrations for the Route 66 Centennial. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Deborah Shar. Muscogee Nation leaders are changing tribal policy in response to a court order requiring freedmen to be given citizenship in the tribe. Sarah Lisi has more.
Citizen means an enrolled Muscogee Indian by blood and an enrolled Creek freedman. That's what the newly proposed annotated Muscogee Nation Code says. But the tribal code is not official. It first needs approval from the National Council and Principal Chief David Hill. From there, the Tribal Nations Citizenship Board will also need to amend its internal policies and procedures to allow freedmen descendants to receive citizenship cards. It's unclear what the timeline will be for the changes to become law, but the tribe Supreme Court says the move must happen and Muscogee officials must continue to demonstrate progress. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Norman City Council approved a land rezoning to accommodate an electric substation in Ward 5. KGOU's Audrey McClure has details.
The substation will be located near a home north of Etowah Road on 72nd Avenue Southeast. The site is located on a protected watershed, according to Ward 5 resident Gary King, who lives next to the property. King is concerned about the path of flooding.
When are we going to stand up against these people from placing a electrical substation in a watershed that's active and less than 150 feet from my house?
The substation will be built by Western Farmers Electric Cooperative and will provide services to Oklahoma Electric Cooperative. CEO of OEC, Patrick Grace, told council the city needs a new substation because it is set to exceed its winter energy capacity by the end of this year. Questions from council and meeting attendees centered around the kind of herbicides Western farmers would be using on the land and if they would be harmful. A representative of the group said it contracts the service out and could not specify what herbicides would be used. I'm Audrey McClure.
A new hub for small urban farms is coming to Ardmore. Anna Pope reports the people behind the effort say it will be a place for conservation, agriculture, and community health.
People in southern Oklahoma will have a new place to learn how to farm at home. The Oklahoma Conservation Commission, Murray State College, Chickasaw Nation, and other conservation groups are teaming up to open the Southern Oklahoma Urban and Small Farm Hub in Ardmore. It will serve as a resource site offering technical assistance, farm planning, and education training. A main focus will be promoting natural resource conservation and regenerative agriculture, and producers will have access to many grants. Conservation officials say the hub is intended to increase the availability of nutritious, locally grown produce while addressing food deserts, lifestyle-related illnesses, and the economic sustainability of small urban farms. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
2026 will mark 100 years of Route 66, and Tulsa is planning a major celebration in the summer to entertain locals and tourists alike. Ken Busby serves on the Route 66 Commission and is the executive director of the nonprofit Route 66 Alliance. He says the centennial celebrations will likely be a big boom for the city.
Now that it's here, it's like all eyes are on Tulsa, and we've had this great national exposure from National Geographic and so forth. People are looking at Oklahoma. And so for me, Route 66 is the great story to highlight our city and our state.
The commission has been planning the festivities for about 5 years, advertising the upcoming anniversary across the country with marketing campaigns.
It's not just for visitors coming in, it's for us. And our whole focus, too, is we make it good for us and make it good for the locals. It'll be good for anyone that comes to visit us.
Tulsa will host a classic car parade in May to celebrate. It's dubbed the Route 66 Capital Cruise. The city will also be host to a number of live music performances. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.